The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I cannot stand when DJ Automatic doesn't wait for me to watch a show that we are binging together. And it annoys me. And so...
Here's my problem, is that Dana likes to move at a sloth's pace. Anthony, you...
Anthony's like, don't bring me into it, dude. I knew it.
Anthony,
you eat with Dana all the time. How long does it take for Dana to finish even just a small meal?
Dana moves at her own pace.
Thank you. Not a sloth's pace. My own pace. And by the way, I have to clean house. I have to cook for you.
No.
Imagine how annoying
this would be. Yeah. Okay, you eat with her all the time. How annoying is that? Okay, but imagine watching a show.
I didn't say it was annoying.
Oh, you know it is. Okay, imagine watching a show with her, and she's pausing every 5 minutes because she's like, oh, I got to go take the clothes and put them in the dryer. Oh, I'm going to do the dishes real quick. Oh, I just thought of something. I'm going to go run upstairs and go grab it. So you're just watching a 30-minute show, 40-minute show, whatever it is, and it takes you literally 2 hours.
I think after the second time pausing it, you're good to leave her, brother.
Oh, really? That's what you say? Well, that's what today's Down in the DM breakdown is about. Is this woman cheating on her husband by watching the show they're binging when he's at work? All right, let's find out. Look, I'm all about having your little, you know, hobbies. In fact, we recommend that, especially if you're in a relationship. However, sometimes those hobbies go sideways, and my husband, DJ Automatic, is proof of that. Let's talk about it on your Friday. We made it. It's the weekend. The Dana Cortez Show is on, and my name is Dana Cortez.
What did I do now?
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You were picking your fantasy football players earlier this week, and I spoke to you, and you told me, shut up.
I didn't tell you to shut up.
Yes, you did. I swear.
I did not say to shut up.
Yes, you did. Because you were so into this fake fantasy game that doesn't even matter.
Okay, first of all, it's not fake. Those are my little players right there, okay?
Exactly. It doesn't matter. You yelled at me and you said two words that I don't like.
I did not tell you to. There's no way I said that.
Yes, you did.
Well, I'm apologizing now if I said it because I was obviously caught up in the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's intense. I mean, the draft is intense,
Dana. You've been on one all day. Imagine if you didn't have my assistance.
Damn.
Let's talk about, I understand what you're going through, Dana, but have you ever felt.
Anthony, as the fantasy football champ, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Have you ever felt underappreciated? Because you know how, like, sometimes in the studio we'll print, you know, scripts for each other and help each other out?
Yes.
I went the extra length to print Automatic every cheat sheet he needed for his draft.
Did you know?
Did I hear one thank you? Did I hear one?
No,
I appreciate you, man.
No.
Low-key, Automatic knows what he did by fishing for information from me, and I gave it to him. And then when the guys in the group chat say, hey, Automatic, you picked great. He goes, oh, on paper, my team's good. You mean the paper I helped you print, bro? Not one thank you, dog. Not one thank you.
Well, obviously, I'm on an apology tour this morning.
Yeah, you should be.
Sorry about that, too, Anthony.
Yeah, dude.
You still haven't said sorry to me.
I just said sorry.
He did.
He said sorry if I said he did.
Okay, well, I am sorry.
Well, Automatic, I hope you win this year, bro, because you're really, you know, you're really discouraging your relationship.
Let me tell you something. I'm taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
Okay? Obviously.
I'm sick of losing. And especially because you're at platinum status and I'm still at gold. And I was like, Anthony's ahead of me.
Oh,
and then
man.
I looked at his trophies worry, and I was though. Like, oh.
Don't worry. My day is coming sooner than later, my friend. My day is coming.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick this one off with National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
Ooh. Is this the fast food joint?
No. This is the traditional Austria dish right here of veal pan fried in butter.
I would rather have the fast food joint.
Oh, man, I'm going to get some today, dude. Shout out to those
so good.
Fries. We also got National Teddy Bear Day, ladies and gentlemen.
There used to be a teddy bear back in the day that would read to you. His name was Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh.
I remember this bear. I wanted that bear, but we were poor.
All right, well, you know, speaking of budgets and whatnot, it is National 401k Day.
Hey.
We'll wrap it up on that right there.
Important.
That's a really big one. So I didn't know anything about retirement and savings and things like that. In my household, I made a joke just now. I think we make jokes when there's something that really, like, hurts us or something. Growing up poor, we didn't talk about that thing. You got to talk about saving money for your future, investing in your kids, life insurance, all that. We've been promising a financial show. Let's get it done next week, guys. Yes. Let's get it done.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Down in the DM is a big part of the show, right? We get people who send us messages and they suspect that their significant other is direct messaging someone in a way they're not supposed to be when you're in a relationship.
Most of the time. Or it could just be some downright cheating.
So now what we're doing is we're breaking the down and the DM down.
Okay.
And we take the biggest ones with the biggest reactions and we talk about them. This is a little different because this man suspects his wife is cheating on him with a show they're binging together.
She knew what they were going to say. Like, okay, before one of the characters got hurt, she quoted word for word what was going to be said.
Oh.
That's not a guess. Oh, here's the thing. I asked her if she was watching without me and she got red. She's lying.
So we're about to find out. I'm pretending to be a Netflix representative, and I'm going to find out what episode is she really on. Let's listen. Can you please tell me what season and episode you're on so I can make the necessary adjustments so that we can ensure your electronic devices don't get compromised?
Of course. Let me look at my account. Okay, it looks like we're on season 3, episode 4. Can you
I
fix
knew it. You're watching without me. I knew it. Why are you watching?
What?
You know what the worst part is? He's working late to make more money to build an addition to their house for her because that's what she wants.
Working late to pay for that subscription. She's going behind his back, dude.
It starts with Netflix. Mm. Where does it end?
I've never been so happy to be single in my life because you don't have to worry about this when you're watching them on your own. Damn, my heart
goes out. Let me tell you the struggle.
My heart goes out.
Oh my gosh.
I don't go to bed when Dana does. And there's many a night where I'm like, man, I would love to watch a show that we're watching right now, but Dana's already asleep and I have to wait for her.
Man. And you always wait. I love you for that.
Or do I just watch it again?
Are you watching it without me?
Surprise.
All right,
that's a good one.
Phones blew up with this one. Let's take the caller on line 2. What's your name?
Hi, Dana. It is Andrea.
Andrea, go ahead, mama.
So my man, I'll put him on the show and he'll just start watching it totally without me. It irritates me a little bit, but like not to the extent that homeboy was just upset about. He knows her. He knew when she turned red. So like that was a giveaway right there. He knew what it was. I didn't think he would get that upset. I had to record that on my phone because that was funny.
If your man is watching without you, do you ask him, hey, can't you just wait? Let's do this together.
Yeah, I do. When he's like, no, you're working or you're like cleaning or cooking, he will not wait for me. And I sometimes don't even finish it because it's like, whatever, you watch without me. But I don't get that mad.
It's crazy when you said that because my family, Automatic, and our daughter, Ava Matic, they're like, we hate watching anything with you because I got to get up and cook and clean and do things. And I make them pause and I say, hell no, you're going to wait for me. They're like, oh, mom.
No, seriously, sometimes it's that serious. And it's worse because if I watch it ahead of them, like, I bust out everything. They can tell from my reactions what's about to happen and everything. So
I love it. I love it. I was thinking about what Anthony said. He don't have to, you know, binge watch with anybody relationship-wise. When's the last time you shared your Netflix password with another woman? Anthony, with a woman you're in a relationship with.
Oh, well, I'm still on my mom's phone plan, so T-Mobile has it for us. I guess technically, me, my mom, my brother, I don't know.
Lucky.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I have such an inspirational story to share with you about Bad Bunny and something he just did that's going to melt your heart. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Indeed.com. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We got Adam Sandler celebrating his birthday. YouTuber Gabriella B. and producer Hitmaker celebrating a birthday.
All right, so yesterday, Queen Elizabeth, the second longest serving monarch in British history. I mean, she was on the throne for 70 years, passed away at the age of 96. We wish the royal family peace during this difficult time. All right, here's a hard pivot now. We're going to talk about Kim Kardashian. Her Skims shapewear line is now worth $3 billion.
Whoa.
She's also getting into the private equity business. Her new business is called Sky, S-K-K-Y, and it will invest and build businesses across multiple industries, hospitality, media, luxury, and consumer products, which she says she gets. That's what she understands. And I think that she's going to make a lot of money. More money!
Damn, you think she'll make more money than Kanye West?
Bro.
I mean, Kanye's heavily invested in Skims. He helped her start it. So yeah. It's part of that $3 billion is his.
Oh, damn, dude. Even when he's away, he's still in her.
Bro.
All right, now let's talk about Tom Brady and wife Giselle. There's trouble in Brady Bunch land. She left to Costa Rica, took the kids. Last weekend, she spent, you know, with her kids and his kids. He spent them with his ex, Bridget Moynihan, and his older kid, who's 15. She's mad. She wants Tom Brady to quit football.
Damn, dude. How do you handle a husband who works too much? That's tough.
Anna?
I don't fear you're going to get hurt DJing. I think she believes, truly, I mean, that at his age, he could get hurt and really, you know, she has to take care of him.
He's 46 now?
Yeah.
I mean, playing NFL football, he's rolling the dice. He could be hurt for the rest of his life.
He could win another ring. So, that you know, he's Tom Brady,
yeah,
though. He's
man. Arguably
the greatest. I mean, but in all reality, this is his ego versus his family. And he's picking his
ego. And the ego's winning.
Yes.
All right. And now we'll talk about Bad Bunny, who gave sweets and tickets to the families who lost loved ones in Uvalde. Of course, we all know about that mass shooting that happened at Robb Elementary. The families were posting thank yous on Facebook, which they obviously didn't have to do. They feel grateful. And I don't know if this part is true, but there is somebody posting that he actually helped one of these families move to another home because they were near where the shooter lived. I, you know, just for him to care that much, this is when he performed in San Antonio. He wore a Selena t-shirt. For him to care that much about this community means a lot. And you know what? We really appreciate him. Thank you, Bad Bunny.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
As someone in a studio who appreciates pumpkin spice, like the majority of America, I got big food news right now. It's coming to a very special something that's probably in your pantry right now. Hottest hashtags on your Friday. Yeah, we made it almost the weekend. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, first hashtag here on the Dana Cortez Show is all about the official White House portraits of former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. Here she is as she addressed the audience.
Too often in this country, people feel like they have to look a certain way or act a certain way to fit in. But what we're looking at today, a portrait of a biracial kid with an unusual name and the daughter of a water pump operator and a stay-at-home mom. What we are seeing is a reminder that there's a place for everyone in this country. I still know, deep in my heart, that what we share is so much bigger than what we don't. Our democracy is so much stronger than our differences.
Shouldn't we be focused on that, on what we share? That's why it's called the United States.
I just really enjoy listening to Michelle Obama speak.
Me too. So love her.
And they did a great job with the portraits.
Oh, they're beautiful. The artist that President Obama chose is Robert Mercury, and Michelle Obama chose Sharon Sprung. You can check the photos now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. They are on my timeline. And in food news, pumpkin spice is in your marshmallows now. Ooh. Jet Puff is welcoming back two seasonal treats. They got pumpkin spice and candy corn marshmallows.
Ooh, I'm all about the candy corn.
Think about putting those in your hot cocoa. They're available right now for a limited time at Target, at Walmart, select grocery stores. Do you guys like to put marshmallows in your cocoa?
Of course.
I don't ever drink cocoa. Come on.
Automatic. I'm going to make you some cocoa, and what I like to do is fill the whole cup up with marshmallows and then pour the hot cocoa over.
Mm.
Oh,
I also like to put a peppermint schnapps in mine, too. That sounds good.
I don't know if that's cocoa, Anthony, or if that's like some kind of bartender's
magic. But in my hot
magic.
Cocoa, I like to the peppermint schnapps and cocoa.
Think about this. It's not even cold yet. Why are we talking about hot cocoa?
It's cold in some parts of the country. Well,
I will
don't
say,
ruin it all for the rest of us.
Candy corn marshmallows might be the best look for candy corn in a while.
Yes. So that's good. So good. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
And it's not the franchise,
no,
the restaurant
the one,
franchise.
Not the one that we love, Dana. We love that one. This is actually the traditional Austria dish.
When I met Automatic, I was big Dana. I used to down those Wiener Schnitzel hot dogs. They were back in the day, it was like $2 for $1.50.
I remember her telling me, she's like, you guys want to go to Wiener Schnitzel? I was like, oh my God, this last thing this woman needs is Wiener Schnitzel.
I hate that I know that the number 5 is a Chili Lovers combo. And I know,
I already know
my whole order. Anyway, we'll go right along next to the Friday after Labor Day is known as 401k Day. So make some investments.
Okay, maybe. Next week we've decided we're going to do a financial literacy show. We've been talking about it. I grew up humble beginnings. We're going to talk about 401k. We're going to talk about life insurance. You got to talk about that, owning a home. Let's build some generational wealth here inside this
talk
show.
Talk about it.
Financial literacy is important.
Earlier you were talking about President Barack Obama.
Yes.
Well, in 1902, President Theodore Roosevelt was hunting the Mississippi and refused to shoot a bear. The story created a legend, and therefore a Brooklyn toy company manufactured the first stuffed animal, and they called it a teddy bear. It is National Teddy Bear Day.
That's really where it came from?
Wow.
Legend has it.
That was a great factoid from you. I will use that later on in my life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You are listening to the Dana Cortez Show. And Dana Cortez Show consists of course, Dana Cortez, husband to Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, well-renowned DJ, and a decent fantasy football player.
You're good.
You're not good. You're good. But Automatic, more than that, you're in a happy marriage. How do you balance a happy marriage and an above-average fantasy football season? Oh, that's why we're the two dudes.
That was disrespect on a whole other level. One studio.
And one of us is a four-time fantasy football champion. That is me, Anthony A. DJ Automatic, now you've made the playoffs several years, and you're competitive every year, dude.
I haven't paid for fantasy football in 3 years.
What? Oh, because you win the third place and you get your money back, right?
Or I was in second place another year.
Okay, cool. See, I actually made a profit off of it.
Okay.
So, because I've won 4 years in a row.
Whatever.
But that's beyond the point, Automatic. What we're talking about right now is earlier this week, we had our fantasy football draft, and your wife came in the next day, and she said, Automatic was yelling at me. Automatic, is that what happened? Did you yell at your wife during the fantasy football draft?
I might have barked a little bit at her. I might have, because, I mean, when you're in the middle of a draft and she's asking you to do things that aren't time pertinent, that don't matter right now, and she's like, we need to take care of this, I might have told her to be quiet.
Why do women want to ask a million questions right when kickoff's about to happen? We are paying attention to these man in tights that play the position of wide receiver and tight end.
We are playing Dungeons and Dragons for adults, for jocks.
But Automatic, though, you were able to find some tips for anybody who may be going through a similar situation like yourself, where you have to balance a happy relationship and, of course, a above average fantasy football season. Go ahead and lace the people with some tips who may be
number
going
one thing
similar.
You need to do: legitimize fantasy football behavior as a topic worthy of discussion. Talk about fantasy football to your wife.
Oh, okay.
So bring her into the conversation. Even if she doesn't know what she's talking about, just talk to her about it.
You got to find a way to rope it into with like Kardashian and Jenner news for Dana Cortez. Would be sick though if there was some type of like fantasy Kardashian football thing for their seasons. That would be cool. Like, how many times is Tristan going to cheat this season? What's the next tip you got, Automatic?
Don't let fantasy football destroy your integrity.
Oh,
my integrity was destroyed a long time ago. Yeah. All right, the next one. Show a willingness to make adjustments over the course of the season.
Oh, there you go. That's big right there.
Yes. That's so big. You know, I don't know what that means though.
Just stay moving, stay fluid. You know what I'm saying? These are going to happen. Don't get too invested into what you have right now at the beginning of the season, DJ Automatic.
It says here, if your spouse tells you that you're intolerable from Thursday to Monday, then you need to make some adjustments. Okay. Number four, make non-football moments about your spouse.
Oh.
That means you got to put a date night together, homies. Saturday night. I'm telling you, because you can't do it on Sunday.
Fridays, I think, are the best time for date nights because Saturday's injury reports come out.
Yeah.
And if you ain't on that waiver wire, then while my friends, you're going to be like DJ Automatic, claiming second or third place all year.
Hate you.
Let us know. Are you excited for fantasy football? And any homegirls out there who are playing at Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic, let us know your first two picks.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.